Gottsian J. May 28, 1908. Typed. Mrs. J. Gottsian, Paradise Valley Sanitarium, National City, California. Dear Sister Gottsian, I would like to spend some time in Paradise Valley. The warm weather of St. Helena is very trying to me. If I could be near enough to Paradise Valley so that I could speak to the workers there, I think I could be some help to them. I am pleased to hear that the sanitarium is doing so well lately. The patronage is excellent. When I see you again, you will have been to Madison. I hope you will stay there long enough to test the climate. I am glad that you are going. May the Lord go with you and bless you and strengthen you for the journey. Please write to me after you get there. Madison is a beautiful place, and if you can stand the climate, I am sure you will enjoy your visit there. I have the fullest confidence in Brethren Sutherland and Megan and their associate workers. May the blessing of the Lord rest upon them is my prayer. You will remember that we have had some conversation in the past about building a plain and simple house in some desirable locality at Paradise Valley. I cannot at present spare the means, for I am perplexed to know where to obtain the money necessary for the publication of my books. But it is certainly your privilege to have a home where you can live when you choose to do so. At present, you have no place that you can call your own, and this does not seem to be right. I would be pleased to see you own a good horse and easy carriage, so that you could ride out when you wish to do so. I would like to be a partner with you in building the cottage, and may be able to furnish the money later on. It is your privilege to help with your means those who need help. You should be at liberty to place it where you think it will do the most good. I would not dare to advise you to place very large sums where they would be beyond your control. It seems to me that those who have had the use of your money for years and who are now in prosperous circumstances should be willing to let others who are in distressing circumstances be benefited by its use. It is not the plan of God that you fasten your money largely in one institution, for emergencies will arise that call for financial help, and then, if we cannot obtain this means, we shall be placed at great disadvantage. I would advise you, when in the future you loan a large sum of money, not to leave the impression with those to whom you lend that you will never call for it. We must move wisely and intelligently. May the Lord help in this matter, that you may obtain your means and place it where it is most needed, and be enabled to place yourself in comfortable circumstances.